Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend, of paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. So today, we've got, yes, we've got the militant alien behind me. Good point for today. Perfect picture. And then we've got the Jumpman NASA astronaut behind me. So, what's cracking? Today in the news, we've got Haiti getting crazy. Haiti being crazy. So we've got the potential for a boy. What's the most recent country takeover? I mean, Cuba basically would be the only synonymous kind of takeover like this recent Haiti takeover with Mr. Barbecue himself, the main man, kind of like the Haitian Fidel Castro, taking over the government, kicking out the prime minister, and threatening him to never come back. And basically, he's taking over the entire country. Why, you might ask, is this on Lockdown Universe? Why the hell would an alien UFO paranormal podcast be covering this? Well, because of one very interesting thing. They claim that this gang, which is a conglomeration of nine different gangs. See, on March 3rd, they stormed Port-au-Prince and broke out like 3,000 different felons. And now they got a humongous gang, like of the thousands, that are taking over this entire population, entire country. And reportedly, this guy, Barbecue, who's a former ex-cop, likes to do cannibalism. Now you might say, Lockdown Universe, you never talked about cannibalism. Well, let me ask you a question. Okay. What if you were an alien species? You survive off of the terror of humans and the energy that's released when they're killed and when they get negative energy thrown at them. What else would make a fine feast of negative energy other than a gang taking over an entire country, a humongous gang in the thousands, taking over a country? Think of The Walking Dead and kind of flip-flop the zombies with the humans for a second, and them taking over and the sheer terror that would be going on there. That would be a feast, wouldn't it? Now, we've heard of stories of possession. We've heard of stories of remote viewers being able to, instead of just viewing an incident, remote influencing an incident and causing an international incident. There's actually a report of a remote viewer. And if you don't know what a remote viewer is, I'm sure you do if you listen to this podcast. But basically, it's a psychic spy, able to see different events happening during different times of the humankind's history and current events of what's going on from a remote laboratory location. Now, there have been reports of a remote viewer being able to see through Saddam Hussein's eyes into a secure remote location while they were having a meeting, and it was supposed to be basically impenetrable, and the remote viewer was able to see through their eyes. Interesting. But there's also reports that they were able to remote influence, meaning that they were able to cause them to make certain decisions, possibly. Now, it probably hasn't always been 100% foolproof, but they've had some successes and it has been reported. So, if that's the case, if humans can do that, is it possible that there might be an alien influence going on down in Haiti causing this whole upset, distress, riot, and taking the person who has the most power, which is this Barbecue individual? Let's get his full name here, okay? Because, you know, I can call him Barbecue all day long, but really it's his name. He actually has a name. His name, let's see if we can pull it up while we're doing that. Yeah, gang leader Jimmy Scherazer. His nickname is Barbecue. Now, people would say, okay, his nickname is Barbecue because he eats people. He actually, there's other reports saying his mom actually gave him that name. But the theory is that this gang is just going into towns, annihilating people, obviously doing horrible acts of human aggression. You can get the idea. And obviously killing people as well. And then they stormed the Capitol's main prison compound late Saturday. On Sunday, the doors of the prison were still open. There were no signs of officers, and three inmates who tried to flee lay dead in the courtyard. There was about 10 bodies, some of them being shot. One volunteer prison worker told Reuters that 99 prisoners, including former Colombian soldiers jailed during President Moise's murder, had chosen to remain in their cells for fear of being in the crossfire, being killed in the crossfire, interestingly enough. So there's a ton of violence going on down in Haiti. You might say, why? Well, Haiti's always had just, you know, kind of like Cuba, always had kind of this, you know, very conspiratorial government, all, you know, very controversial government. They only have 11 million people. They share a border. They're on the same island as the Dominican Republic. Their main languages are French and Haitian Creole. And, you know, Haiti's just been, had one horrible thing happen to it after another, whether it was the earthquake back in 2010 that killed like hundreds of thousands of people, or just, you know, what's going on now, the civil war. But people can't even go outside. People are dying from lack of medical attention. Anyway, point is this, okay? Could this have been prevented? It could have been prevented. Now you have humongous amounts of Haitian gangs just taking over the country. You have to ask yourself this. A couple questions, right? A couple questions. Let's get into it. A couple questions is this. The United States knows every fucking thing about the entire globe going on at any point, any time. Okay? They have the equivalent of wiretaps on everybody, because they have satellites that can listen in on you. They have other technology that can listen in on you. So they can listen in on the prime minister of every single country. So you think the government didn't know? Hell yeah, they knew. Where did all the guns come from? Probably came from a place that wanted this to happen. A place that didn't like the prime minister. A place that wanted a new prime minister in place. Wow, have they ever done that before? Yeah. Who supplied the Cubans and Fidel with all their weaponry? It didn't have to be the United States. Could have been the Russians. Could have been anybody aligned with the Russian advocacy, right? So, needless to say, America knew. America knows what's going on. So, the prime minister gets kicked out. Great. Now there's all these atrocities happening. America doesn't care. America's like, yeah, but no, we need a new prime minister in there. So you're going to have Barbecue, an ex-cop that took over the government. It's kind of similar to Fidel. Fidel was, you know, previously in the military and decided, hey, man, this government isn't worth fighting for. We're going to take it over. And we don't want them to partner up with America and have capitalism come in here. No, we're doing socialism. We're doing communism. That's what we're doing. So you're going to say, hey, come on, you know, let's bring this back to aliens and stuff like that. Well, you got to remember that there is a alien decision-making process going on with us as a human species. They want us to ascend. They want us to elevate the higher dimensional beings. You see, I was just reading another article that was released by a government official. It was all anonymous, and it wasn't through Congress. It was released, and they talked about how we are a dimension on top of a dimension on top of a dimension, and that the extraterrestrials, as we call them, are actually interdimensional beings. So you can think of a blanket on top of a blanket on top of a blanket, and they just seeped through that little layer of blanket into our reality. They want us to be ascendant. But if we're sitting here blowing ourselves away and trying to gain power and trying to do all this stuff, we can't do that. There's other dimensions that are below us. See, that's the interesting thing, is we as humans always think that we are at the lowest dimension. We're not that great. We're not that wonderful. We talk down to ourselves. But a lot of people don't know there are dimensions below us as well. And that is what's lined out in this document, is that we aren't the lowest dimension. We are where other dimensions are striving to be, but we have higher to go as well. So these other dimensions are trying to pull us up with them, and there's other dimensions that are trying to pull us down with them. Sound familiar? Yes. Sounds very similar to what's going on in the Bible. So, you know, again, right? You know, I'm not necessarily religious, but I'm familiar with the Bible, right? So, you know, when it comes to good versus evil, higher vibrations versus lower vibrations, you know, negative music versus positive music, you know, where do we want to be? Do we want to be more positive, more negative? I've always tried to be towards the positive end. I've always had my challenges as well. Believe me. But I try to be on the positive end. I try to bring us up. So when I see this stuff going on, I think of evil things. I'm not saying those guys down in Haiti are evil. I'm just saying that there's powers that be, entities that be, that don't care that this stuff is going on, or they wanted it to go on because they want a different government. But how do you achieve peace through violence? You know, it's like, you know, sometimes is that necessary? Sometimes. Last podcast, we talked about how the military is keeping secrets from our Congress. It's the might versus who's right. And a lot of times, history is written by those who stomp out people that might have been right, because it was the might, right? I mean, if you look through the history books, it's littered with the spoils of the victors, right? So all we have is the stories of the victors, not the people who might have been right in their own right, but they got stomped out and they didn't get their information out there. So I think that when it comes down to us getting any information from the government, it's might versus what's right. We know what's right. We know they're supposed to give it to us. But those who are in the might, who have the power, who have the gun power, and this all this alien technology that's put them, you know, in centuries ahead of us technologically wise, you know, it's going to be tough to really get a lot of that out. But that being said, what do you think about this Haitian cannibalism? Now, what would strike fear into people? Cannibalism gangs. Isn't it interesting? When people are down and out, people are having a tough time, economy's gone to hell, people don't believe in their government anymore. Look what happens in Haiti. People are sick. They're not receiving medical care. They imprisoned three times more than what their prisons could hold. So the people that were in there were back to back. They were in their cells 23 hours a day. They weren't able to get away from each other. Therefore, all the germs spread amongst each other and germinated and then, evolved and then moved on to the next prisoner. You know, like, you can't keep a whole bunch of people right next to each other. A whole bunch of bad shit's going to happen. You need space so the germs can space out, and die off. So it's like America. You know, we have like 70 times the amount of prisoners than like most other countries. It's ridiculous. I feel like I don't even want to be here, man, because, you know, they just have so many damn laws. People think, oh, America's so great. Fuck. Man, we got so many damn laws, man. You probably violate three times the amount of laws than they probably have every single day just by eating your cereal. It's ridiculous. So anyway, to strike fear, right? To gain that loosh energy, these negative entities can control the narrative. They can control the media. They can control what we hear, what we say. At least what we hear out of the media. Can't always control what we say, you know, but they probably don't care as much as about us as much as they do the mainstream media. And the mainstream media knows, what do they know? They know that what they put out and push is going to eventually change what happens in the real world. So their words on paper, their words on the internet are going to push people to think a certain way and support certain ways, right? It's called psych ops. It's what's been going on in the government for decades, if not centuries. They put out propaganda. Just look at Hitler, look at everybody else, right? Any other major leader. the U.S. has been known to drop leaflets over different countries, even as far as the Middle East, you know, saying, hey, America's great. Oh, you know, fight for your liberty. You know, they'll even promote a certain cannibal tribal leader, you know, if they need to have their American structure, American power, wherever it needs to be. But what's going to happen with, like, the Dominican Republic, man? Like, Haiti and Dominican Republic are right on the same island. Like, are these cannibals going to just go over and start eating people? I mean, you know, talk about not having fear. You know, your enemies are going to fear you. You're just going to come over there and kill them and eat them. And what if you don't have food? This, you know, if the shit hits the fan scenario, like, there's so many different videos out there. And if shit hits the fan scenario and you don't have food, that might be why some of these people are going towards the cannibalism route. They're like, dude, we don't have any more animals to kill. Well, we're going to kill these people anyway because they're not on our side. Let's go ahead and eat them too. I mean, it's wild to think about, but in a post-apocalyptic world, you never know what's going to happen. You really never know. I mean, that's why it's so scary. So do you think that wars are pushed by a group that needs war to continue? Number one, probably. Two, do you think that the groups that need war to continue, is it for financial gain? Probably. Three, do you think the groups that are pushing this are possibly non-human intelligences that are feeding off of this negativity? Possibly. Do you think that there's also entities out there that might be feeding off of a positive entity? They're wanting us to be positive and to be happy. I'll leave the podcast on this. Okay, think about this for a moment. If we watch so many brutal rated R movies and people love them, think about how you feel with that. Your heart rate increases, your adrenaline increases, you're ready to go, right? You're ready to fight. I remember watching a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, let's go kick and punch, fight, nah. Totally brainwashed, right? But then think about it if you're a parent or if you're, if you're just a human being and you see your kid or your family's kid or your little brother or nephew or something like that playing and having a good time, or kids enjoying themselves, or you're watching somebody laugh in a comedy show or sitcom, you also laugh. You're also uplifted. You're also feeling good. You see somebody being helped across the street. You're seeing somebody do something good for somebody. You also feel that good. And the feelings of good are harmonious and perfect in our body. We feel good. We feel the warm, fuzzy, tingly feeling of goodness, of being taken care of happiness and of love and of peace and of patience. When you watch those rated R movies and the violence and everything, sure, they can be fun, but what does that do to your body too? And it makes it difficult for us to ascend when we have so much negativity in our lives and it's so much tension, you know. There's good tension and there's negative tension. Good tension, you know, could be working out, can be getting some exercise, just doing some, you know, some arm twirls and things like that. Getting a little bit of work out and playing some basketball. But having negative tension, what does that do? You know, can cause heart attacks, can cause high blood pressure, can cause strokes, can cause all kinds of things. Can cause your body system to break down, your immune system to break down. And that's what these lower levels want. That's what these lower negative energies want and these lower dimensions want. The higher dimensions want us to be peaceful. They want us to be striving to help people. They want us to be striving to help ourselves and help others and become all that we can really become spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So I urge you guys, I pray for you guys and meditate for you guys to be positive, take care of your spiritual health, That means a lot. There's a lot of ways you can interpret that. Meditation, prayer, whatever you feel is comfortable. Getting out in nature, getting connected, getting grounded, taking your shoes off, getting grounded with the earth. Getting in peaceful places. Elevating your delta waves and your theta waves that allow you to be peaceful and allow you to connect with a higher level and a more peaceful level. Following up on your physical health, getting your walks in. Maybe if you actually work out and go to the gym, do that. Just breathing some fresh air. Your mental health, is important. Maybe see a therapist, talk to somebody, have some fun with some friends. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be. As small as it might be, take small baby steps to get there. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. I hope you guys take care of yourselves. Thanks for joining in on the podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Take care of yourselves. And as always, Lockdown Universe out. Like, follow, share, subscribe. Love you guys. Out.